This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We are underway on a Saturday. Long ball game today. I think they played five innings in about an hour today. The final four took two plus at Hammond Stadium today. But the Twins do win 9-8. They'll play the Orioles tomorrow at noon. But Tech Talk is underway. Doug Swinhart is on board, an abbreviated program today. But if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. And you can do so on the talk and text line. The number is 651-461-9226. Number again, 651-461-9226. And Doug, good to visit with you on a sunny, breezy Saturday.
Man, is it nice outside or what?
Yeah. The snow melt is underway, but before you put those shovels away in the week, there could be quite a storm headed our way. It's just a rumor at this point, but as I've said before, we may be done with winter, but winter may not be done with us. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, in the true form of Minnesota, I'm just going to expect some weather.
Yeah, that's right. Snow certainly could be a factor well into April in these parts. Doug, always a lot to get to. The phone number again, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. I want to start the show with something I did, and I made a mistake. And has to do with my printer, and I've had a Brother brand printer in my home office for a long time, and have had really good luck. And I've always bought original equipment ink cartridges for it. But when ordering online, I thought I was ordering original equipment, and I didn't get original equipment. It was a knockoff. Now, the cartridges are working, but they're not communicating particularly well with the printer to give me an ink level. I get a little question mark, and the printer even knew it. Said, well, these aren't original equipment cartridges. Do you want to proceed? Right. And it's like, well, this is all the ink I've got. I need to print something. So it did let me use the cartridges, but it's kind of playing games. And it gets back to something I've always said when it comes to toner or ink cartridges, inkjet printers. I've always believed in going with original equipment.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
That's not unusual. The only advice I would have, Steve, is depending on when you purchase these, I would get a hold of that company and say, I want to return them. Especially if they sold them as original equipment.
Well, I read the fine print and they weren't. And, okay, you know, I read the description. I was kind of in a hurry. The printer said it needed ink. I went online, not important where. And in reality, if I would have taken my time and read the fine print. And the thing was, they were a little cheaper than the original equipment. And that was probably my first indicator. So it is 100% on me. Now, here's the thing. They're working fine. I haven't had any problems. Let's face it, I'm not trying to do photo printing or anything like that. It's just ink on paper. It's text. I'm not doing anything important, so it doesn't have to be particularly great quality. But it just was kind of hard to tell if they were original equipment, and I know you and I have talked about that. Whether you have an HP or an Epson or a Brother or, you know, whatever brand of printer, there's a lot of good printers out there. My advice is generally to stick to the main roads and the original.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and you know, the other side of this issue, in my opinion, is that really does sound to be borderline deceptive sales.
Yeah.
It's you know, this fine print business that we deal with these days is just incredible. And I don't know. I my advice here on this one is I would actually buy some original toner cartridges that will communicate with your printer properly. If you can seal these up the best you can and use them as extras if in case you run out, yeah, I wouldn't leave them in there. I know for sure that, you know, even toner, for HP toner, HP actually puts a lubricant in their toner. They can't do that with a repack or with a non-proprietary piece of equipment. I don't think Brother does this, but I'm not sure. The fact that you bought these and they were sold, it's going to work just perfect with your printer. That's not what's happening. It's not all on you, Steve. It really isn't.
Yeah, so it is one of those when it comes to, and it gets back to, it was a deal as well, and that probably swayed me, you know, to take the time. So when you bring up your printer and your model, you know, just make sure that you read everything and get the originals, because then that way, you know, you've got, and once again, in my haste to get the printer up and running, I opened up the box and said, well, these don't look like normal, but they fit, and so on and so forth. I was in a hurry and out of ink, and you know how it goes. Haste, haste, waste, all of that sort of stuff. So just one thing to keep in mind on that front. Doug, another one is end of life on a Chromebook. And this is one that I did want to bring up on the show a week ago and didn't get around to it. I've got one Chromebook. It's my original, and it's just to the point where it won't update, because they automatically update when you open a Chromebook, the Chrome updates, etc. Is that scrap, or do I have another option with that old Chromebook?
Some of them you can actually install Linux on, and you'd want to go with a lighter distribution. Pardon my language, Damn Small Linux. That's the name of the distro. Probably the best you can get, and they've just come out with a new version. And that's meant for smaller, older equipment or 32-bit machines, and it doesn't take any space at all. But that would be probably the only thing that you could do, or you could check out FYDEOS, F-Y-D-E-O-S. And this is actually designed to be a subscription to keep the Chromebooks going, but you'd replace the operating system, and that's running good too. I'll send you that link via email.
That would be helpful, because the machine, I would take it out and about. You remember a number of years ago, I'd bring the machine out to the fair and that sort of thing, but I'm easy on the equipment. I don't beat it up, etc., and it's still in good shape, and it's, you know, still runs. It just won't update, and I'm getting to the point now where, you know, a lot of sites won't load or load properly or slowly, et cetera, all the things. And I would assume it's just a security risk as well. But it would be a shame, because otherwise the machine itself, the hardware is okay.
Yeah, I would really suggest that you just go right straight to FideOS, FYDEOS.io. It's .com. It's just I-O, like input, output. Check that out. And they do have a free version, but I think they've got a version for your Chromebook as well. And I'm looking for the... Last time I looked, it was like $30 a year. And you're up and rolling, and it, you're right. You got to get these updates. If the Chromium OS stops getting updates for your browsers, it's not going to be very long. And wherever you're logging in with the browser, it's going to say, oh, yeah, you're out of date. Go get a new one. And if you can't, well, you're kind of in duck soup. So, yeah, I would, I definitely think that FideOS would be the way to go. You yep. shouldn't even really notice the difference from that and the Chromium that you're running.
Yeah, and by the way, I'll let you know how it goes, Doug, when I play around with that. I might have a little time on Sunday, even though I might want to sit outside in the sun if I can find a spot out of the breeze. Pretty nice weather. Doug, here's a good one. My Toshiba 50-inch TV won't update Netflix. Does anybody know a workaround for getting some of these apps to update on smart TVs? And once again, these are generally locked up pretty tight. There's something uh-huh. obviously Netflix doesn't like about that TV.
Or vice versa. Yeah, that sounds like a Samsung to me, by the way.
No, they said it's a Toshiba.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah, Toshiba.
I'm dealing with that myself on my Samsung. I got a 2017 55-inch nice TV. Perfect. But they use a Tizen operating system, and the applications that they've got in there, that's it. I couldn't add Paramount. I finally got Disney added, but it only ran for a couple months, and I ended up having to buy a Chromecast, which is probably their least expensive way to go. You get a Chromecast, get a 4K Chromecast, plug it in, set it up, and that way you could actually delete the app and reinstall it. If it's an app that came with the TV, this is really difficult because these people are getting paid, the TV manufacturer is getting paid for promoting that particular service. But they've got a cutoff, so the service can actually take the rest of the profit. And I think that's a lot of what people are dealing with smart TVs. Yeah. My Samsung, I connected a small little computer down underneath, plugged it into an HDMI. I've got it plugged into an Ethernet, so I'm wired. And I'm actually running my smart TV is no longer smart. It's just dumb, and it's just being projected. But it's working really quite well.
Yeah, and Doug, I know some of these devices, if you play around in the settings, you'll get a firmware update. Because I had a relatively new TV in my office. It was just a small one, a cheapy Vizio that I got for $129, but it fills the void and so on and so forth. But it wouldn't stay connected to the Wi-Fi in the house. Plugged in the password, a few days later, come back, turn on the TV, you're not connected.
Yeah.
And typically, once you do that, it gets locked in, and it'll go back to the same Wi-Fi network. Most devices won't forget that password. And it got really annoying, and I played around a little bit, and I did a firmware update on the TV, and it corrected itself. So it must have been a known glitch, and now it holds on to the password. And maybe that's a deal with Netflix on this Toshiba. But I know in the past you've warned sometimes about firmware updates, and they can cause other problems.
They can. But if it's something like this, then you got to get it. And almost every smart TV I've seen in the user interface, it allows you to turn on the updates automatic or do it manual. If it's set to manual and you got that issue, then go get it updated. I think of firmware like if it isn't broken, don't fix it.
Yep.
Now, if something's wrong, then that's one of the first things you look for is that firmware that nobody has access to. I'd like to see all that become open source. It would solve, I think, a lot of issues. But at the same time, it would really decrease the possibility of end of life as well. And that's a whole nother issue.
Yeah.
It's it can get really ugly, but if you're having trouble, that would be one of the first things I'd check is update that firmware. Update the software firmware from the manufacturer.
Yeah. Doug, great stuff. And by the way, that was annoying on this TV. You know, it was an old cheapo smart TV, but you think at the very least it would hold on to the Wi-Fi password, and it wasn't doing that. I'm like, well, this is junk. Why is it doing this? And it's still plugged into power. We haven't lost power, et cetera. But that update solved the problem, and maybe it'll work on that Netflix, on that Toshiba. When we come back, we'll talk more about printers and new technology when it comes to printers. Cool. We'll get into that. A Canon that has 6 ink cartridges. That's a new one on me. So we'll get into that. And by the way, you can reach us on the CCO Talk and text line as always, 651-461-9226. Computer problems, hardware, software, whatever. If you want Doug's thoughts, he's in through the news at 4 o'clock today here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk, and we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. We had a long Twins game today, so we got on late. Twins beat the Red Sox 9-8 in the Grapefruit League. Twins and Orioles tomorrow, beginning at noon here on the home of the Twins. Doug Swinhart is in. By the way, if you want to reach us, you can do so on the CCO Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. If you call the studio, you'll visit with Lindsey Brown, our producer. If you text, that'll come right into the studio. And we do want to go to the phones right now, and let's get to Sherry. Sherry, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
What do you got? Yep.
Well, I have a fairly new iPhone. It's a iPhone 15 Plus, and it's been working just fine. However, about 4 days ago, the microphone, you know, when you want to dictate a message or an email, you click on the little round microphone, and it types it for you. And then you click on the microphone again, and it turns off. Well, my microphone doesn't turn off, ever.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need to call Apple on that. I have the identical phone, by the way, and I use the speech-to-text quite often when I'm actually doing a text message. I know exactly what you're talking about, but that sounds to me like unless you've got an update that needs to come in, but updates have been coming in just fine. So, yeah. I'd give Apple a call and see what they say.
I know, but I just thought maybe you would know.
This is the first time I've heard of this, and it doesn't mean that other people aren't. I can almost guarantee somebody else is having it as well. I don't think it's software. It's more than likely hardware.
All right. Very good. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sherry, for the call. And those can get tricky. That is one of the advantages of having Apple. If you have one in the area, you can take it to the Apple store, and they'll help you out. That's one of the hallmarks. You pay more. But the customer service, when you're having trouble like that, is generally top-notch.
Oh, it's exceptional. Yeah, that's actually what drove me back to an iPhone as well. They're there 24/7. They're there. If you can call them and get it done, or like you say, just run over to the Mall of America, and they're just exceptional.
Yeah, it is really good, but that is unusual. And here's the thing, when they've, and this has been my experience over the years, far and few between, or family members, if there is something that is faulty, what they'll do is they'll move your data and give you a new device. I mean, they're really good about that. You're not going to hang onto a lemon. They're very, very rare when it comes to their products. But if there is a problem they can't repair, they'll get you in a new device.
No question. No question about it.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Sherry, for the call. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on the air with Doug.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Doug, longtime listener. Just wondering, Doug, I know I got on late today because I was actually working from home, and I had known you to say that there was some problem or changes coming to Outlook. Does that mean those of us that had a local address book on a local machine have lost that and have to somehow recreate it or move it from another device?
I doubt it. Yeah, you're going to want to take and copy that .pst file, and that really you could just do that. And it's underneath your profiles. You're going to want to make a copy of that file anyway. I generally would set people who relied on Outlook, I would have them copying that file as part of their backup procedure at least once every 2 weeks. And if they put a whole bunch of people in, then do it the same day. Just do an extra. It's pretty simple once you locate where it's at. And different versions of Outlook have different locations where it's saved. But it's generally under your username and applications, I believe, and Microsoft and Outlook and then data, generally, but not always. You can find it. If you have to, just run a search on *PST across your whole computer, and it'll come up. They don't hide the file. And I hope that helps.
That's nice to know. Thank you for the start.
All right.
You bet.
Yeah, very good. Good luck with that. And this is the advantage of having a web-based email account. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this for a long, long time. I've had an old Yahoo account, Gmail. I've started to play around with Proton after you got started in it and playing around with that a little bit. I'm not using it as one of my main email accounts. I'm just kind of sending some test emails back and forth between my accounts to Proton to just get a feel for it. And I'll definitely use it as a personal account at some point going forward. My point being is this is one of the drawbacks, and this goes back to maybe the old days. Before CenturyLink, it was Quest, and my wife had an old Quest account. And when they went away and it became CenturyLink and they stopped doing that, it was a nightmare. And yeah. Outlook has its advantages, but you get so tied into that it becomes hard to unwind.
Yeah, and even if your email is set up in web-based with IMAP, Microsoft has changed a few things to where a lot of your data is actually being stored locally. And sometimes you can get it to where it will store both, but yeah, they want it proprietary. They want to make it proprietary. And you're right. The longer you use it, it gets really obfuscated as to how you can unwind it. And Outlook, by nature, if it gets to a certain size, that BSD file gets to a certain size, it will crash, and then you will lose. There's just no way around it. I think they've made some changes to that in the recent versions, but I still know people are experiencing this. So, yeah, I like web-based myself. If it's up on the server, no, you can access it from any device, and all your data's up there safe. You really don't even need to concern yourself with backing up, although you probably should take a copy from time to time. But it really isn't necessary.
All right. Doug, one other thing I wanted to follow up on. On the backup of the PST file, is that ultimately the address book, if you will?
Yes. Yeah, that's not, well, whatever you're saving in there. It'd be your contacts, your calendar, sure. Your schedule, your tasks, journal, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and is that something could be scheduled in an automatic backup if you have a paid service or doing backup yourself to an external hard drive, et cetera? Is that something that you could automate, if you will?
Well, the pay service would be easy to do if you're doing it the way a lot of my customers used to, with just using like Google Drive or iCloud, and you're doing it manual. It would add an extra step to automate that. You could use like AutoScript or something, but generally speaking, for backups, I always preferred to just do it manual and take my time. And it's just one of those things where you can relax, and after a while you're comfortable with what you're doing. You know it gets done, and you know it gets done right. Even the auto scripting, it can get corrupt. It can miss a beat. And if it misses a beat and it's all automated, you might not even know that it missed a beat.
Yeah.
So, and this is something that's pretty important. I know some people that have 5,000 people in their contacts, and it's big, and Outlook has trouble taking care of that many. It really does. So it's a factor that people need to be aware of.
All right, let's bring in Gordy. Gordy, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, guys. I've got a printer. I think it's a 7520 HP, and it seems to lose its Wi-Fi signal after a couple of days. We've got two computers. My wife's got one, and I've got one. And after a couple of days, it seems like it just loses the... We plug it back, or unplug it, plug it back in, and it works fine for a day or so.
It sounds more like a sleep issue, or once you get it set up, depending on who your internet provider is, you're probably connecting through that modem or router, if you will. Some of the older modems, you have to lock in that IP address. Most of them, they just save it, and that's the default for that device. That would be the only thing, is if somebody else was coming on and that IP address was being assigned to somebody else. You can set those statically, too. In your manual, it'll show you how to set it statically and just figure out what your IP addresses are and put it in as static. But to me, I got a feeling that the printer's really not waking up the way it should.
Yeah.
And that was kind of an issue with a lot of printers several years ago. So I'd be looking at that as well. It's I like HP products, always have. Well, there's a lot of good printers today, though. There really is.
Well,
but HP is usually pretty stable.
Yeah, and I've had this trouble with my printer at home. The brother I talked about at the beginning of the show, where I bought the wrong ink cartridges, or they weren't original equipment. They were another manufacturer. But this printer as well, if it's been idle for a couple of days, sometimes I'll need to power it off and power it back on to train up to the Wi-Fi. Same thing with my mom and dad's printer as well. If they haven't used it in a couple of days, they'll call me up. It's not there. And I said, remember, go power it down, power it back up. You should be good to go. I don't know why that is, but it happens with theirs. It happens with mine at home on occasion. And what they're doing is powering it down and powering it back up. Generally, it'll train right back up. So, yeah, very unusual. 12 minutes now in front of 4. We'll come back. We've got an abbreviated program because we had a long Twins game today. They did beat the Red Sox in the Grapefruit League 9-8, but we'll be right back. By the way, if you want to join the show, still time. And it is our talk and text line, and that number is 651-461-9226 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And we are back on Tech Talk, an abbreviated show today, but remember, all our shows are available in podcast form at WCCRadio.com. Download those, share those, etc. Let's go to the phones. Time is tight. We had an abbreviated show today. Dave, you're on the air with Doug.
Hey, guys. I got a quick question for you. I have a lot of old tech laying around, old Android phones, old HPs that I've wiped back down to the original settings, but I'm a little nervous. I have a lot of banking information, and I'm worried that potentially there could still be some information left. Is there anything, any kind of app or anything that I could use to make sure they're securely wiped?
Your desktops and laptops would be easy because you can just download free software, and there's several that are just top shelf. First one that comes to my mind would be Dban, dban.org, and that's the web address. That's free. That will not do SSD drives, though. And the next one would be DiskWipe. But now the issue here that I'm coming up with is your phones. If they're older phones, just take out the SIM card. That's it. Take care of that completely. If you're concerned about your banking, and it might not be a bad idea just to change your credentials at those particular accounts. What you should be doing, well, you ought to do it often, but should be done from time to time anyway. So that would also give you a peace of mind. But disk wipes, they're just everywhere. You can open up a Google search and put in free downloadable disk drive wiping software, and you'll just get unbelievable amount. In fact, I just did that while we were talking, and there's one guy that 34 free data destruction tools for 2025. Well, you probably get down through the first 3 or 4 and be done. But phones are more difficult. But with your phones, it's almost always web-based, and it's being protected by the provider itself. Once you change that phone provider, then you just got to get all your information off, and it hopefully will be gone. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Doug, by the way, you can take it to a reputable recycling operation.
You bet.
And they will guarantee that they'll give you a certificate of destruction.
Yeah.
That they'll take care of it because their reputation is on the line. So if you're concerned about that, take it somewhere. It'll be properly recycled, and they will give you a certificate of destruction beyond that to make sure that none of your data gets out. Doug, we're just about out of time, an abbreviated show today. We plan to be back next week here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. But Doug, if people want to reach out, what's your phone number and email?
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at wccotech.com. wccotech.com. 651 952-9543. And thank you so much, Steve, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, very good, Doug. Always a pleasure. And the hour went really quick today. Once again, Twins and Red Sox played a long one in the Grapefruit League. Twins prevail 9-8. They'll get the Orioles tomorrow at noon. We have all the news, all the weather at 4. We've got Steve Kearney coming up. And then we'll talk Girl State Hoops. Starts next week at the U. It's on the way here on CCO.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.